You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, the multi-award winning SA wealth manager. And with me is one of the founders of Brenthurst Wealth, and that is Magnus Haystack. Now, Magnus, before I go on, I have to say something to you. And that is that you have unjustifiably, I think, been branded an SA basher over the years. And it's not because you're bashing SA, it's just because you are an advocate of diversification when it comes to your investments. But people have misinterpreted that. And you're a forceful fellow, so maybe sometimes your comments are misinterpreted. So at the moment, I would say that you may be getting messages from people saying, "We told you so, SA is absolutely fine." Is that the case?
Well, yeah, good afternoon, Lindsay. Thank you for those nice comments about me, but I'm too old for these things to affect me. And yes, there have been lots of fairly vicious comments on social media and even in print about my views on investment. It's purely an investment view, which I do for my clients. And I continuously tell people I can only look at the judgment from my clients as to whether we're doing the right thing or not. And factually, you're going back 12 years, 10 years, 7 years, 5 years, the offshore markets, particularly in the United States, has been a superb place to be for any investor for that matter, but particularly for South Africa, because you have also the added profit by virtue of the currency devaluation. So it's been an absolutely fantastic time to take money offshore or even keep it in South Africa, but just invest it in offshore assets. I mean, bearing in mind that pension funds 5 years ago were only allowed to invest 20% offshore, they've now pushed it up to 45%. So the investor, even the big pension funds, have acknowledged that they need more global diversification. Where the reaction comes from is partly is mostly two groupings of people, I put it. First of all is the local asset management industry, which, remember, is a very large industry with many, many thousands of players who had a vested interest in advisors keeping money locally, because that's very nice. You get to manage the money in South Africa and you earn nice fat fees and even performance fees, which you're not allowed offshore. And then the second grouping is people who don't actually understand investing and wealth creation on a global scale. And they think, you know, investing is a rugby game, that if you root for the opposition, you're disloyal or unpatriotic. So those are where the most of the reaction has come from. Now, having been right for 10 years and substantially so, we had a three-day rally in local assets as a consequence of the very good election result in many instances, peaceful, and there's now suddenly people are saying, oh, now is the time to buy South Africa. Again, where they make a mistake, they putting it as a binary choice between SA or the rest of the world, which is crazy. And we see it in the outflows of many, many wealthy people who've externalized their wealth, they've globalized their assets. So it is not a case of, should I invest in the JSE or global markets? So that's very important.
Just recap very quickly. So what you're saying is that you can't just say, oh, I'm an SA investor, or no, I'm an overseas investor. It's not either or. It's assessing the situation in both territories, or the territory of the Republic of South Africa and the multitude of other territories that you're allowed to invest in legally overseas, whether it be China, whether it be the United Kingdom or the United States. So it's not either or. There's got to be a blend. That's what you're essentially what you're saying.
That is absolutely correct. That's a better way of putting it. We as investment advisors, not linked to any asset management company, we are guided by the longer-term objectives of our clients. And we can protect their capital, and we can invest it offshore, starting from Japan, the land of the rising sun. We can invest it in Asia. We can invest it in Europe, UK, United States, and even South America. Now, again, we have to act in the best interest of our clients. We don't have to push any other product. There's a lot of product pushing going on, and people fall for it. So I really don't care what people say. You know, I've been bashing South Africa. That's not true. And to justify that statement, I might just add that in the last month, I've invested quite heavily in two South African property companies in South Africa down in the Western Cape. So I put down a lot of my own personal money because I see an opportunity in the Western Cape as opposed to investing up in Gauteng or Tshwane, where, you know, municipalities are falling apart. So everybody is happy with that decision, but when it comes to taking money offshore, they really get very emotional, and they actually just don't understand the fuller picture.
It's interesting that over the last couple of weeks there's been a sea change in the way that people view the JSC, and not just local managers who are suddenly saying, goodness me, thank goodness I'm going to be proved right, and they're playing catch-up, in my opinion. But also, there's a lot of local fund managers that have been underweight South Africa that have been piling in quite recently, and I see that from the volumes on the JSE every day, which have been ticking higher, gratifyingly so. Foreign investors also suddenly saying, maybe South Africa shouldn't be underweight, maybe it should be overweight. But I get the feeling that at Brentos Wealth, you say, yes, we embrace this. This is fantastic for the country. But on the other hand, it doesn't change our philosophy towards diversification.
We cannot change our strategy, our long-term strategy, at the drop of a hat to say, okay, are we now going full ball for the local market? It's just a nonsensical way. I mean, I do not have one client who's phoned me up in the last two or three days and says, bring all my money back, I want to invest in the South African market. That is not happening, and there's a number of reasons for that. And they might, with fresh money, we might increase the local allocation and buying local stocks, but nobody's going to bring money back from offshore. They've had phenomenal returns. It is offshore already. So, yes, the local market has been undervalued for quite some time, and there could be a nice rally, and we would welcome it because we still have, believe it or not, about 30% of our overall portfolios in South African equities and stocks and bonds. So we would welcome that, but that still doesn't, it's not going to cause us to change our longer term view. We have great opportunities elsewhere. I mean, the S&P 500 has been hitting record highs. I think it's 24 record highs this year. The JSE yesterday, for the first time, reached a new record high after about 3 years. In other words, for 3 years, it has done nothing, whereas world markets have generated substantial profits for their clients, especially the United States, the S&P 500, NASDAQ. There's just been so much money made elsewhere. And I can give you many examples. I was looking at a client's portfolio yesterday that we took money out 10 years ago. We bought Apple, we bought Meta, we bought Tesla, we bought Berkshire Hathaway. And this gentleman has made an internal rate of return of almost 100% the last 5 years.
Gosh.
And you could not have done anything close to that in the local market. It's you were just catching big fish in a much bigger pond.
I was speaking to a very well-respected value fund manager the other day. You know him, and you, as Brentos Wealth, invest in the funds of the company that he represents. And he was talking how well things were going for value managers. And I agree, because he gave me some stats. But if you look at the South African banks, for example, I spoke to a growth manager and said, well, this is what the value fund manager is saying. He said, well, that's fine, but South African banks have done nothing for 5 years. If you'd have bought at the low and looked at today's prices, then yes, you've done well. But over 5 years, you've made nothing. Now, these are throwaway statistical comments, but it sort of backs up what you're saying, Magnus.
Well, he's quite right. If you look at most of our domestic blue chip companies, I'm talking about retailers, banks, life insurance companies. If I took, like, let's say I take 40 of those companies, excluding the dual listed stock and the offshore stock, very few of these companies have made investors any money over 10 years. You can name them. Pick and Pay, Woolworths, ShopRite made a little bit of a profit. The banks, they're all trading at levels of 10 years ago. And that people don't realize how bad the domestic situation has been. I, for instance, did some analysis on the old Mutual Investors Fund, which is their biggest domestic unit trust. The returns the last 10 years averaged 3% per annum. 3% per annum. Now, those poor investors who stuck it out for the long term have seen their real wealth decline by about 30% by my reckoning. So, I mean, it's been a very bad time to be with the long-term view, stick to the local market. So, understandably, these guys are all crowing and bragging, and now's the time. I'm not drinking that Kool-Aid right yet, and I'm not, and a lot of people don't like it, but that's fine. That's fine. I don't get paid by them. I get paid by my clients. And if I start getting it right, wrong for my clients, they will let me know very quickly that my strategy is not the right one.
So let's sum it up now. You're not anti-South Africa. You're not an SA basher. 30% of Brenthurst Wealth's clients' wealth is roughly in South African domestic stocks. Your theory, your philosophy, as it has been for a long time, is to diversify with overseas investments. And no matter what happens in South Africa or across the world, because there will be volatile times politically, we know that, and there will be some bumps along the road, but you stick to your diversification philosophy, nothing changes. You have a philosophy, and no matter what happens in South Africa or elsewhere, you will stick to it. Is that the case? Am I summing it up nicely?
Absolutely. You know, until the facts change, nothing can lead me to suddenly change my tune and say, no, when I'll be buying local stocks. Yes, they are cheap, but they're cheap stocks all around the world. I mean, that fund manager that you were speaking about can point out very, very cheap value stocks comparable to South African stocks, but on a global scale. So he's absolutely correct, and one must look past the short-term movements of markets, which is very nice and very pleasant. I don't see it as a long-term structural change in the underperformance of the JSE versus global markets.
Magnus, thanks so much for your analysis. Interesting and entertaining and informative, as it always is. Magnus Haystack is the founder of Brenthurst Wealth, the multi-award-winning SA wealth manager. And that was It's My Money.
It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.